Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A horrific end to a night out in Brooklyn. Two women fell under the subway tracks into the path of an A train, and one of them died. Police say these two women, aged 23 and 24, were both drunk when they slipped off the platform of the Broadway Junction station. Witness telling 1010 Winds one woman stumbled, her friend tried to catch her, and both fell onto the tracks just as the A train came in. It hit both of them as people banged on the side of the train to get it to stop. The man says it's one of the worst things he's ever seen. One woman, the 23-year-old, died. The other was taken to the hospital in critical condition with a broken arm and other injuries. There's no IDs or other info just yet. Stay with 1010 Winds for the latest on this developing story. In Manhattan, at least seven people were hurt, one of them critically, when a car ran a red light at East 23rd and Park Avenue last night. Happened just about 9 p.m. Police say that car went through the light, crossed into oncoming traffic, and slammed into another car head-on, pushing that car into a third. Three people in the crosswalk were hit, too. One of the pedestrians from the crosswalk is in critical condition. Police tell 1010 Winds the driver of the car that ran the red light may have had a medical episode and may not face charges. Well, on the Upper West Side, an 85-year-old woman is fighting for her life after being hit by an armored truck. Police say that woman was in the crosswalk on Broadway near West 61st late yesterday afternoon when the truck hit her as it turned left. She was taken to the hospital, said to be critical, with severe head and leg injuries. The driver of that Brinks truck stayed on the scene, not immediately charged. Police are still investigating. Well, it was not what they want to hear in Brooklyn. That is cell phone video of a chopper sweeping over Brooklyn, where residents say services like Ubercopter and Blade are making their windows rattle. In Park Slope, residents tell the Post it was so bad during Thanksgiving week they could barely talk outside. Citywide, 311 complaints about helicopter noise are up more than 150%, 2,600 as of November 30th, compared to just over 1,000 last year. Uber and Blade have started offering taxi service to JFK in recent months, and residents say what used to be an occasional problem is now a serious concern. So far, there's little regulation of the air taxi industry, although New York members of Congress are proposing a ban on sightseeing and commuter helicopters in the city. The good news is the second graders are learning how to be safe in the water. The bad news is they have to change in a locker room with naked adults. Parents at the Sunset Park School in Brooklyn tell the Post their kids are being taken to a Manhattan fitness center for a waterproofing program intended to teach them how to swim. Problem is, they're going to that asphalt green fitness center and changing in the same locker room as the grown-ups. Parents are protesting. Many say they didn't know they could opt out. Asphalt Green says it's now offering the use of private changing rooms. DOE says swim lessons save lives, and the program helps make sure that all kids have access to them. Well, it might have been a fun day for the Santas. It was not particularly festive for Hoboken police. The numbers are coming in from yesterday's SantaCon. Chief Ken Ferrante tweeted out updates throughout the day-long costumed pub crawl. At last call, there were 322 calls for service in 14 hours. That's up from the usual 300 for 24 hours. The chief also reports 4 arrests, 46 summonses, most of those for open container violations. And there were 15 SantaCon-related ambulance runs. Well, never mind the status bag. You can get a $6,500, yes, that's right, $6,500 Christmas tree in Manhattan if you have the money and the room for the 20-foot Fraser fir. Apparently, a lot of folks don't mind spending more for a tree than a Tiffany. Soho Trees tells the Post are sold out, with most of the pricey evergreens going to penthouses and building lobbies. Now, you can still score a bargain, though. In the East Village, a 20-footer only costs $2,000 at Tree Riders NYC. All of this is apparently because there's a shortage of large Fraser firs this year. Fewer were planted during the economic crash of 08, which would be right about long enough to grow a big one. Just a little reminder, though, about a month from now, they're just going to be really, really nice mulch. They call it bird-friendly glass. It is intended to stop birds from dying as they do by the thousands by flying into the windows of city buildings.
In New York, to stop the problem, there is a call to make bird-friendly glass a requirement on all new construction. If the measure passes, New York would be the biggest city in the country to require glass that is visible to birds. Several cities in California, such as San Francisco and Oakland, have adopted rules that are similar.
That is correspondent Dave Schreiber reporting. The City Real Estate Board raised concerns about the policy earlier in the process. They now, though, say they support the current measure. It is expected to pass City Council. Another NYPD officer has died of 9/11-related cancer. Retired Deputy Chief Vincent DiMarino died Friday at age 61. He was in the Bronx Narcotics Unit on 9/11 and rushed to Ground Zero when it happened. His wife telling the Daily News he was right there after the first tower was hit and he didn't care that he was covered in dust. DiMarino joined the NYPD in 1981. He retired in 2008 as Deputy Chief after serving as Executive Officer for the Transit Bureau. He later served as Head of Security for NYC Transit. He is survived by his wife and four children, three of whom are in the NYPD. A fourth works for Homeland Security. He's one of five first responders to die of 9/11-related illnesses in the last week. The new-look Javits Center should be ready in about a year and a half. That's the word from Governor Cuomo, who said yesterday the $1.5 billion project is on time and on budget and will be substantially complete by March 2021. He's happy.
The old Javits was about 2 million square feet. We're adding roughly 1 million square feet plus, 1.2 million square feet. And the overall project will be over 3 million square feet. It's a $1.5 billion investment.
The first event at the new expanded center is a furniture and lighting show that is set for May of 2021.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.